bird of paradise is singing.
For money.
The bird of paradise is singing.
Where'd you get the balls to suggest to me that I have is this an attack, son, and a conspiracy? Have you gone over to the enemy? Shame. Oh, shame on you.
What a petty thief. Back to the same crime.
I'm the king of thieves. The Jupiter of thieves. But I'm not a king.
The bird of paradise.
Guardian angel. Somewhere there. Recording. Peeking in. Super. With my men and my money. They probably went into my company. They told me to kill my son and was on my way to get some clothes. Every finger in the country is pointing to the Nobody. Think I'm in control here? I'm nothing but a goddamn runt. Cerruti's run everything since the day Tim was shot. Darn it. What you doing? Calling the police. You begging to die? You got eyes in that empty head? Look, I'm an old man, skin sagging, false teeth, eyes broken open. But I've been holding this thing together with a minute. Why? Because when this old clock comes up, I've got no two minutes to die. Oh, by God. Stand between them in darkest nights. The other side of me is chaos.
All defense. We don't need the guns.
The guns. The godson must have been the milkman after all, but he sure as hell ain't no part of me. That man damn well needs his gun. Or he's going to shoot you in.
They believe people would panic were they known.
Yes,
and in order not to create mistrust in the capability of American arms to respond to a weapon which is, to employ a mild term, most revolutionary. That's why they deny the existence of flying saucers. But they've been seen here and in other countries besides America.
Certainly.
But try to find one government which has officially acknowledged the existence of flying saucers. We're dealing with a conspiracy of silence on an international level.
Well, for me, it's rather late. Do you mind if I take some of this material?
If you think it will help you, please do. Actually, I've never given it to anyone, but I believe I can trust you.
I would like someone, especially a German, to take this question and report it seriously at last.
We really screwed ourselves this time. Trying to stay there for
the last shot. I just happen to be thinking.
Where we are now.
I had forgotten something, you know.
I know they
have. Perhaps Inspector Grant also has. When he questioned those people living in the area, there was certainly a distinct sensation on my part that those two people knew much more about the thing than they were willing to say. Or better, what the husband permitted his wife to say. I think it might be useful to have a chat with him.
If you like, I'd be glad to go with you sometime.
Well, thank you.
Not only
good night. Thanks for all your
time. We're bad. So what we need to do is reject the reasons for our backwardness, which are our own traditions and so on, and adopt science. And science became almost a new religion. The two slogans were Mr. Science and Mr. Democracy.
Technology has boomed in the East since then, especially in Japan, which is probably the most technophiliac nation in the world. This enthusiasm seems to be rooted in some particular elements of the Buddhist and Shintoist tradition.
There is a strong basis in Christianity and also in Western humanism, this idea that the human has a unique soul. The rock doesn't have a soul, the human does, and man is made in the image of God and so on. Whereas in a more animist tradition, like the Japanese one, many things can have soul, many things can be sacred. Including rocks. So there is less of a transgression, perhaps, for them in the idea that a machine can be brought to life.
You bastard, you're dead!
The interesting case is Japan, because it's so advanced in robot technology and even on the level of games and virtual reality. The Japanese and the Koreans are way ahead.
In our attitude toward everything surrounding us, we attempted to find a living spirit, not only in a human beings, animals, but also everything under the sun. So new technologies, such as robotics or some new machines, we try to relate those even machines and robots. They have their own souls or minds.
In the West, most legends about technology, like that of Icarus or Frankenstein, carry the negative message that humans should refrain from trying to defy the gods. In the East, such negative associations are completely absent.
We have a lot of heroes or heroines, very friendly robots, which are a part of our society. For example, Ultra Boy, Atom, who is a kind of man-made robot which is always helping us when we fight against some evil. But they are always trying to realize the dreams of young children. They use some magic and, you know, they are ushering us into the futuristic world. So we have an image, a perception that those machines and new technologies are always enriching our life.
This positive attitude towards robots in their collective imagination is also reflected in their actual robots. While Western robots are basically built for military and industrial purposes, Eastern robots are often made for providing pleasure.
Space and time exist only within the walls of my brain. What I'm going to say is, if the words sound queer or funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled up and jivey, saying antidotes and antidotes and antidotes, I cry, O Lord Jesus, come again, my own body. Heal the sick, the troubled, and the ignorant. I am he that liveth, and behold, I am alive for everyone. Is everybody happy? Now hear this. I come to proclaim the new dispensation. The gospel dispensation promised only salvation to the soul. The new dispensation gives it to the body as well. Jesus Christ, Mark 1, suffered to redeem the spirit and let the body separate it from God. So Satan found a place in man and formed in him a false love, a love of self. Explode! Only fear. Love and sin no more. must everything you touch, see, and feel glorifies my life. The top hat is my mitre, and the walking stick, my rod. Oh dear. Once I get started, it's terribly difficult to stop. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fascinating. How do you know your God?
It's simple. When I pray to him, I find I'm talking to myself.
Well, how did it happen? How did you come to be in this state of grace?
Like every prophet, I saw visions, heard voices, I ran. But the voices of St. Francis, Socrates, General Gordon, and Timothy O'Leary all told me I was God. It was Sunday, August 25th at 3:32. I heard a terrible thunderclap and saw a body of light like the light from the sun and red as fire. I cried, "Hallelujah, Lord, what will you do?" The light vanished. Blackness of darkness. Until a great rush dipped in light, swept across the sky, and I saw the diversity, distinction, variety all clearly rolled up into the unity of universal love.
Where did all this happen?
East Acton, outside the public you run.
What does it feel like to be glad?
Like a river flowing everywhere. I pick up a newspaper and I'm everywhere. Conducting a summit conference, dying of hunger in a Peruvian gutter, accepting the Nobel Prize for Literature, raping a nun in Sumatra, under this protective outer shell. I'm God-filled.
Sir Lordship, Sir Charles...
Just a moment.
What the?
I have not finished yet. Sir Charles Gurney, Lord. Insolent clown.
I heard that, Sir Charles.
Mary, you'll have to go.
I think we'd better wait. Somebody new mightn't understand the situation.
Why is he hanging on with 30,000 in the bank? Out of love. Love, Tucker? Now, my boy, there's certain matters to do with the estate that need clearing up. Nothing important, just need your signature. Gives me power to handle odd things.
Of course, Uncle.
No, say to read it. Just take my word.
I take your word. I put on my glasses because I feel cold. Where do I start?
Just there.
There really isn't much of a road. We sort of make it up as we go along. We've got to keep the people in or out. Oh, guess you've heard about us.
Yes, I was told. I'm warned.
There's nothing so awful about this, though. We're a long way from everything. No movies or TV. Mostly we're just quiet people.
That's fine with me. I could use a little peace and quiet.
Your luggage looks well-traveled. I envy that kind of freedom sometimes.
It's exciting for a while.
I may be leaving Bendo someday. At least that's what Valency says, and she's an old one.
Well, what would you like to do?
I don't know. There's a lot of things we don't know yet. There's your schoolhouse.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It used to be a church. We hauled it piece by piece from Jethro. That's an old ghost town up north away. There's lots of ghost towns around here. Bendo's the only one that survived. That's my friend Jeremy. He wants to go to college to study about the earth, how it was made and all. I'll just be a minute.
What a lovely place to live.
Mrs. Redden loves these trees. She puts up the best brandied peaches in the valley. You'll have some tonight. You'll taste joy.
Oh, get us. Yes. Who are we? I mean, for real.
We're two Aztec goddesses.
There are no more Aztecs.
Well, then we're... I don't know. Perhaps nothing. Perhaps we're nothing. In any case, we'll soon disappear.
Good morning,
you
Mr.
Think?
I'm from Avon College.
Yes.
Good morning.
They saw us.
Let me take
They'll chase us sooner or later.
That won't be necessary. Okay, let's get down to business. Time is money, you know. Unfortunately, Mr. Cutler, you're not the only customer of mine. I hear you're interested in our new product called Forever Hard. This Eric is lying on the hard. It's guaranteed to give you the stiffest direction you ever had. or your money will
It's you they're looking for, huh?
It should keep you stiff, and it will.
You don't look bad. Hours.
I'm glad you're not embarrassed.
They say that you bite. We can, if we want. Will you bite me if I come closer? No. No, not you. You didn't call for help when you saw us.
It is the unconscious.
My name's Nicole. Why do you have white canes like blind people? We like to twirl them like Charlie Chaplin in the movies. We're not really blind. We see at night only. Why is everyone looking for you? It's on the radio, too.
We've been a few people.
But then, we're not like others. Well, who are you?
We are us.
How do you bite? You see these teeth here? They grow by themselves at certain times.
Come along, honey.
And after? They go back.
Back. Now you've come to the moment of truth. You must begin.
But then who are you? We're Aztec goddesses. You're real gods?
All gods are real because they're imaginary.
You've taken a degree somewhere.
You're in a sacred book? Like the gods?
Take it.
It's our sacred book. You'll see us as Indians with feathered headdresses, also as beheaded red devils holding their heads by the hair.
Psychology.
As Oriental dancers, you'll see the dance of the seven veils, the Arab lady levitating, the Chinese lady crucified with daggers,
the pretty blonde with wild eyes in a straitjacket, Houdini's assistant diving with him in a tank full of water,
Duga the magician who's wearing only pearls and dances in the flames, the girl in the costume sawed in half, all this is us.
One gets wrapped up with a tiger, one put to sleep, one decapitated, one quartered, and one in flames.
One stepped on by an elephant, that's us. All the magical girls, they're all yet in the ranks. Aztec goddesses.
Sign painting! Sodomy! And Gomorrah!
Oh, are not these the game is over. We have to go back.
Feeling the same thing, typically very positive feelings, hearing the same thing, and it's literally sharing a part of that dying process, shared death experience.
What about, and I know, you know, you don't believe entities are related to dreams by any manner, but do some people, you know, dream about having an NDE and maybe it is happening to them?
Yeah, actually, I mean, near-death experiences, George, of course, you know, are quite different from dreams, and yet there's no question that there are dreams that are remarkably NDE-like in their content. I mean, they go through remarkably similar experiences, out-of-body experiences, even verifying what they saw later during that out-of-body state, going through a tunnel, seeing a mystical light, being in unearthly realms. No question about that. There are certainly certain dreams, I'm convinced, that are a part of that spectrum of near-death experiences.
You can be used to solve any problem that this computer can tackle. Such a list of instructions is called a program. Consider how a program can be worked out to solve a simple problem. Here is a family of four.
We take a girl who looks fairly ordinary in the streets because she has nice features.
The problem is to find out the average age.
Basically a good shape, nice hair.
First, all the information, the data, as it's called, is put into store.
This country. And we'll send a girl down there to get a full slam of treatment.
I live in Harlow, which is a very dull, boring place. And I was looking for some excitement. So I thought, right, I should go to London, where somebody suggested it might be a good idea to go out and see some photographers. A bit nervous about it, I think. You know, I don't really know what sort of people I'm going to meet or anything else. But I'm the sort of person I'll try anything once, so I'll have a go.
Not right now, and I should warn you as our resident expert. I'd answer a few of the questions that have been sent in here to Mission Control from our viewers all over the country.
Sure thing, Walter.
We could prevail upon you for a few moments. This first one here is from little Susan, age 10, of Kenosha, Wisconsin. She says, I love Stoney. He is cute.
The next step is to
does he have a girlfriend?
Ages,
did you know that?
No, I don't believe he does. It's the present time.
From San Francisco, Mr. R.L. says, or asks, when does Stoney, that appears to be incomplete,
would you know shave, probably, that's what he means. There is a time in the program once a day when we shave. Just as there's a time to eat our meals and so forth.
from, well, now tell me, so long as you were out in space yourself, did you have any favorite foods?
Yes, dehydrated artichoke hearts were favorites with me.
The computer comes alive when the operator
turkey,
supplies
was
it
very
with
good
a set
too.
Of instructions. Or
and tank.
Of course.
Each component has a separate function and only acts when told to.
Don't get control. Smart, Buster. I can
in
pull a trigger as well
computer,
as anybody.
The reader is reading up the program instructions step by step and passing the data to the storer, who puts it in its appointed slots. The controller must
insist
know
on your right to be equal.
Is being worked on. So he clicks up his
under the 243rd, 244th, and 255th Amendments to our Constitution.
Now,
it is the law of the land
stored
that nobody can be better looking
the
than
ages
you are.
Is being made.
Nobody can be smarter
only
than you
two
are.
Numbers are added come at on, time. Come on,
nobody come on, can man run faster than you can. How do you do? I am Diana Moon Glampers, your handicapper general. If you know of anyone who can do something better than you can, it is your duty to report that person to my office at once. We want to handicap him fast, so he won't make you or anybody feel
added
inferior ever again.
Gives the next
wherever you live, no matter what time of day or night, simply dial 17.
Too extraordinary, I think, sometimes.
This is not a scientific theory. Maybe it's romantic. But I often compare them to fine crystal which has been shattered by the shock of some intolerable revelation. I often have a feeling when I talk with them that they have seen too much with too fine an instrument. That they have been close to some extreme, to something absolute, and been blasted by it. That they have been destroyed, one might say, by their own excellence. Regarded in this way, they are the heroes of the universe. Its finest product and its noblest casualty. Schizophrenia, however, is far from being an exclusive affliction of the superior mind. As a matter of fact, by using a substance from the blood of humans, schizophrenia has been induced in dogs, spiders, as well as men. As you will note, the web of most normal spider species is as distinctive and invariable as their coloring. But the mad ones spin out fantastic, asymmetrical, and rather nightmarish designs.
Come on out, I want to talk to you.
Most unsettling fact.
Go away.
Norma!
Go away, I don't want to talk to you, slime.
All right, you don't want to come out, I'll let Diana take me to the field.
I don't. You're wondering how
I'll be back Friday morning.
Alike. I have never found it necessary to affect the ways of Therese.
See how the lake just swallowed up that stone? I wonder how many lives swallowed up like
this.
No one ever really cares.
Yeah. That's the way I felt when they kicked me out of the Air Force. Are you kidding? How far are you willing to go with me?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, are you willing to stick it out even if it means life or death?
You know how I feel about you. Anything you say, you should
do. Well, I got a plan. You know Norma's got a lover, don't you?
Oh, why?
Oh, yeah. Comes around every once in a while. Always seems to know when I've been drinking.
Well, why would she do anything about it?
Well, why should I? I don't give a damn what she does.
No, really. Can't say that I love her either. When Mom and Dad died, she promised to look after me. Funny, but I loved the old man best of all. The day they told us they were dead, cried and cried, but I cried for Daddy, not Mother. And Norma promised to be my daddy. Silly, isn't it? The only thing she ever did was spend the money my mother left.
Fly over to Forney with me, and I'll tell you how we get rid of both problems.
How many are you going to crash?
Really?
We ended up not crashing any in the 500 hours we did for the military.
Karam's amber prototype never went into full production. But after a number of incarnations, by the mid-90s, his design became known as the Predator.
Do not handle the missile by the strakes, wings, fins, seeker head, rocket motor, nozzle sail, umbilical connector housing during loading to prevent damage to equipment and or injured personnel.
My UAVs were not meant to be armed. It was really built for the Cold War, when we had the big tactical challenge with so much artillery on their side, so much artillery on our side.
With two large armies facing off, UAVs could be used for espionage, but not attack. Then, after 9/11, America started targeting individuals.
Now we are fighting non-state enemies, so it starts making sense to arm the UAV, which is not my intention in the beginning.
In October 2001, an armed Predator changed warfare forever.
I was the commander of the air operations against Afghanistan, where we actually used, for the first time, a weapon off the MQ-1 Predator. The advantages were enormous, order of magnitude beyond where remotely piloted vehicles had been just 10 years prior in Desert Storm.
Since this initial strike, drones have proven so effective that the Air Force is now training more remote pilots than manned fighter and bomber pilots combined.
So play on the scenario.
At Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, instructor Major Jason teaches this new generation of pilots.
At a 03, loud and clear.
The stakes are high when operational, so they begin on video simulators. He invents practice scenarios programmed using Xbox video game controllers.
This is good.
Adam 09, Blue Viking 01, you're clear dot.
Stuff that we can't do in the real plane, I can do anything here.
Do you have a boyfriend?
The world's whatever I want it to be.
Yeah.
Three,
why?
Two, one, right.
I don't know.
It's a controlled environment and we want them to learn here.
Know what happened in school yesterday? No. What happened in school yesterday? I had to write something on the board 100 times.
Oh, yeah? What was it?
Not to... Not to crack my knuckles in class.
This afternoon, while I was out shopping,
did you deserve it?
Violated my room.
No, I never do. Miss Lynn just doesn't understand me.
Using foul and
do you understand, Mrs. Lynn?
Cursing me for having dared to reveal the truth to Mr. Anmar.
How old is your boyfriend?
Well, he isn't really what you'd call a boyfriend, Jamie.
Team is doing
he's just a
in the
friend.
Staff canteen.
Why don't you finish up your drink and go outside and play? I have work to do in the house.
They're all engaged.
I don't play.
Mouth
you spend most of my time.
The
I'll get it.
Of incorrect ideas.
Right. If that's the way we're
I
going to
I said I'd get it.
Captain Davidson.
That's very nice of you, Jamie.
We'd like you to
well,
give
women nowadays can do things for themselves.
The staff canteen to the Allied troops and instruct
why don't you
them
go
to
outside?
Go in there and smash the place
you
up.
Do whatever you like. I'm gonna go talk to Teddy. Is Teddy a friend of yours? Well, is he?
And tell him to send the crockery bill to us.
Sorry.
I don't think they'd care for that at the War House. I should say so, just about.
For me, it's the softness. Cool
regrettably,
and smooth.
It's not your turn.
Sometimes the skin can be flushed, hot, and sticky. That's acceptable
no,
as well.
It's mine instead.
But I prefer cool touch. At least in the beginning. Well, whatever.
Lemon? Sugar?
Sugar. Just one lump. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. Nothing else. It's not that I don't understand, man. I've been through that. High school crushes. A bad marriage. Why do all marriages have to turn out so badly? Not that it's anyone's fault, mind you. I loved John. I just didn't like him very much. I suppose that says it all, doesn't it? I've always been happiest when I'm alone. Not that I would consider myself an introvert. But I know what excites me. A woman can understand another woman.
Gamba.
We're adults, aren't we?
Gamba.
Hell,
Gamba
I don't
protects
have to justify
all
my
the
actions.
Girl lives. Oh,
do I?
Thank you, great Gamba.
Not. Unless you want to. It started simply
you
enough.
You have proven yourself well.
Young things. Pretty little things. With innocent
it's
eyes.
Our turn.
And soft, cool skin. It's quite easy, really. A look.
He has been informed of our code
smile,
and beliefs.
Yes, High Executioner.
And then...
Kneel.
A touch. The touch. That's the key. If they pull away...
Gamba, we offer a new
oh, well,
subject who has come
rejection.
To join us.
And who's been hurt?
During his trial period, watch him,
they
study
stay.
Him, and then... Test him, O great devil god. Will you swear absolute allegiance to the great devil god Gamba?
So bright.
I will. Will you follow his commands without question?
Want,
though it means someone's destruction, even your
desire.
Own. I will. You will, above all else, seal your lips and
time.
Swear yourself to secrecy. I will. You, his sponsor, will be held accountable. Do you accept this responsibility?
I do.
Oh, well, of course, this is...
It is done.
I'm glad you like it.
From this moment on, there is no turning back.
What did you want to talk
to me about? You are one of us now. A member of the cult of the great devil god, Gamba.
Professor Brown.
Guard this privilege well.
Professor Brown?
Yes. Does he have any sort of problems of any kind? Anything that would
help? Is that all?
You know, I hate to ask
new
questions
life
like this.
Is going to begin for you, Rick.
But we need anything that we can get.
Some more coffee, Miss Rick.
Yes. That would be fine. You know, if we don't find out something soon, we'll have to get a warrant and search the entire campus. You remember at the club?
Well, I certainly wouldn't want the campus full of eager policemen searching for dead bodies, or at least the remains.
It was the last time I did my act at the club.
Space, there was a war, and the war was brought to our time. And Prince Mylor sat
and
in mighty
night,
council.
I really enjoyed doing it. Maybe I sensed it would be my last
come
time
forward,
there.
Come forward, Dobrag.
I come, Prince, to laugh in your face.
The Council
Hercules
of Light
was in
finds you guilty of inciting treason
there,
on the planet Clag.
And by
me,
the ancient law, Prince Clag is now mine.
You will die on the ground
I
you
used
conquered,
to
get Dobrag.
I have taken one planet from
liked
the Prince.
Each other
I will
had
take
fun.
All deep space season.
Maybe
gives
I egged
you.
Him on.
They will not be deceived
I thought it was
again.
Just
you're
a game.
Tyrant, Prince, and I will tell them so. All deep space will choose me freely.
You shall confess your treason on your knees.
I never dreamed of anything else.
Nothing, Prince.
Never.
If all deep space becomes
that
mine,
night,
who will
he came to my dressing room after
wrong.
His act. I was in a hurry to get away. We were leaving
contempt
the next day, but...
or respect.
He seemed
a conflict that
funny.
Your choice. the store brought to you
from the last step by something.
He heard this terrible screaming and he saw the faces of the dead man coming toward him.
I offered him a drink.
He got out of there and ran away, and we never heard from him since.
He just stood there,
some folks say,
staring at me.
That on some nights up in Black Mesa,
I wanted to take off my makeup and get home to pack. I
and see the faces of the dead men floating.
I didn't want to upset him. I knew how sensitive he was.
For $1 million.
I felt his hand on my neck.
I
tried to pretend it wasn't happening, or maybe for an instant. I was fascinated. It felt unreal. His hands. I don't remember much. I felt disgusted. I screamed and Tommy came rushing in. He told Hercules to get out and he went. Without even looking at me like a beaten animal. You know, I had that thing going with Tommy at the time anyway. Was I glad to see him? Anyway, I soon forgot about Hercules. I feel sick when I think about it now. I hate myself for having an affair with Tommy, and I kidded myself that I was special. Not just one of his girls. But I was as cheap as he was, and Tommy knew it.
He sends four rods
like
and strips
dream.
Himself.
I was going off to Italy the next day, and I was excited about the idea of going abroad with the show. I'd always wanted to go to Italy, and it was because of Tommy I was going. He was good at making you show your gratitude. It was only later I discovered he was being sent by a lot of girls. Afterwards, I couldn't help feeling a bit guilty about poor Hercules. The club was quiet. Everyone had gone. Tommy went to get the car to drive me home. I was going to meet him in front.
You can't leave.
All I really wanted to do was to go to sleep. Shut my eyes.
You'd miss my
Bacchanalia
tomorrow.
Blue sky, the sunshine. The club and everything about it suddenly seemed seedy and nasty. Anyway, it didn't bother me. All I could think of was, Italy, here I come.
And him who mocked his life, he hates.
You will have a baby, a monster, an evil monster conceived in your womb, as big as I am small and possessed by the devil himself.
You're succeeding. Your cheating is working. It was probably the right choice for that dude. He's sure to be popular. You wouldn't expect me to pick a man of merit, would you? I've never hired a good architect for any of the banks, hotels, or other commercial structures I've built. I give the public what it wants, including your column, Mr. Toohey. Am I to understand that you will choose Peter Keating? I really don't care. One of those fashionable architects is just as inept as another. I think you have a good idea, however. I think I will decide according to the advice of the Banner's architectural experts. Yes, indeed, Mr. Wyman.
CIA officer Richard Hines chose Dr. Sidney Gottlieb to run the technical services staff. The TSS was given the job of developing poisons to assassinate political opponents, truth serum drugs for interrogating spies, and mind control techniques to create unwitting double agents, couriers, and robot assassins. Dr. Gottlieb used Nazi scientists and their state-of-the-art mind control techniques that had been perfected in concentration camps using victims of the Holocaust. The knowledge the Germans had accumulated at the expense of human life and suffering was considered a duty of war by the Americans and the Russians. The Americans tracked down Dr. Hubertus Strugekold, the aviation doctor who was in charge of the Dachau experiments. With full knowledge that the experiments were conducted on captive humans, including prisoners of war, the U.S. recruited the doctors to work for them. General Dwight D. Eisenhower gave his personal approval to exploit the work and research of the Nazis in the death camps. The German doctors were brought to the U.S. and went to work for Project Paperclip. All these doctors had been insulated against war crime charges. The Nuremberg prosecutors were shocked that the U.S. authorities were using the German doctors despite their criminal past. Under the leadership of Dr. Strugekold, 34 scientists accepted contracts from Project Paperclip and were moved to Randolph Air Force Base at San Antonio, Texas. These personalities began to work on human radiation studies, radiation medicine, microwave technology, and mind control experiments. the authorization of the hiring Nazi scientists came directly from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The top military brass stated that they wished to exploit these rare mines. Operation Paperclip eventually recruited 9,000 Nazi scientists and technicians to help the United States destroy the USSR. Some of these scientists were known as programmers, people skilled at the art of breaking down and controlling the human mind. Dr. Joseph Mengele and others experimented extensively with children and adults using mescaline, electroshock therapy, hypnosis, sensory deprivation, torture, rape, starvation, trauma bonding, in an effort to control the human mind. Dr. Mengele was so successful using the technique of trauma bonding that survivors today still exhibit a profound affection for their torturer, referring to Dr. Mengele as beautiful Joseph.
Is that everyone
Dr. Greenbaum,
has something
also known
that
as Dr. L. Wilson Greenbaum, was a Jewish doctor who was not supposed to participate in experiments at Auschwitz.
He or she
individual, whose code name was Dr.
made that difference
to the U.S. after World War II
in the way how much
children for the military
can that person achieve.
The military and CIA copied the Nazi technology
that enlightenment
programs of their own. The first
that's
CIA
why
program
it is
was
said
in
spiritual
MK is an abbreviation
teaching
for
that
control.
God said
by
neither my heaven nor my
US Navy and the US
earth contained me,
were conducting their
but
own
the heart of my servant contained me.
Victims that included prisoners, mental
the heart of people can contain the greatness of our Lord. Neither heaven nor earth contain me, but the heart of people contain me.
Can you define this spirit in terms of
that small heart that you can see can contain all
man
this
man has been interested for a very long time
spiritual
in what was a spirit and so on. And he was very, very mystified as to what a spirit was. And he talked about ghosts and places being haunted and so on. This is a whole line of approach. He talked about the human soul and it went to heaven and it went to hell and so forth. And he was very much adrift about this thing. He was both afraid of it and otherwise. And it was rather amusing to find out that he is it. He is a spirit. And the early Greek, for instance, worked along this line. They wanted to know what man was, they concluded that he was a spirit clothed in flesh. And that happens to work
but
out.
We had a job to do.
And so forth. The reason Scientology's assumptions can be considered true is because they work.
Say this, and,
Scientology is totally a workable
science. They're
only workable. We're not interested in ultimate or absolutes. We're interested in what produces results. And if you know certain things, you apply them, and that then increases a man's IQ, increases his ability to handle the world around him. Why, he naturally then is able to do better and to do more, to make more money, to be more happier in his environment, and so forth. And if you approach it as though he were a spirit, then you succeed. If you approach it as though he were just a mechanical monster of some kind or another,
should that give
ten tone stones of flesh or something like that. Well, you don't increase his IQ and so on. So we, of course, prefer, maybe we were novel in this, but we prefer the tactics which work, not the tactics which are merely stylized or which we're supposed to have.
Okay.
But in your processing, you work on the mind.
But you're going to
have
to
yes. Here's let me give you let
I
me
guess
give
I was
you an example here.
All those years.
So, let us say here is not a very good example. What well, here? Here's something. Here's something. Now we speak of a body. Here we speak of a body. And there is a body.
I think you'll be the first
and,
to deliver the girl's blood. The girls were sent back to their attic.
Tonight we shall talk about atomic energy and how discoveries made about 100 years ago completely changed our conception of the elements and the place of the atom.
You were to tell us tonight what arrangements you'd made for us.
I'd like to show him the new girl he just got.
The place of the atom.
Then I heard it's Carl 8:27. Yell for someone to fetch me.
Why are you nervous?
They brought me out into the...
The arrangements, yes.
In front
yes,
of Mr.
I'll tell you about those in...
And he
in a few moments. But first of all, I want to finish
and then
my
Carl
lesson.
Told me to take my clothes.
The question of atomic energy.
You're not thinking of atomic energy. You're thinking of.
Well, I was scared stiff.
A brick wall.
What else can I do?
A brick wall. I was thinking of a brick wall.
You.
A brick wall. I must think of a brick wall. A brick wall. A brick wall. I must think of a brick wall.
Carl, keep yelling. Take it off!
We've seen each other before.
It's almost 8:30. Brick walls.
Afraid. Not of me.
Only a few seconds.
Well, you know I'm not too well for that.
Brick wall.
You're going to stop the stampede of several million branches with beats.
Captain, have we the properly equipped vehicle standing by, Spock?
Excellent.
Then all that is left is to transfer a portion of the burlesque container to the equipment on each vehicle. Then,
come in.
Just got this from the DeLautre family ranch in the Northwest Quadrant.
Well, what does it say?
We're too late. You're too late. The stampede's already begun.
And now for all you co-eds who wish to become scholars, here's Mr. Know-It-All.
Hello out there, scholarly maids.
Careful.
Today's subject is how to get into the movies without buying a ticket. The first approach is to go directly to the manager and say, "Where's my pass?" Unruffled by that minor setback, we try phase two, which involves a disguise. Hello there, I'm Flo Ziegfeld. How's my show going tonight? Phase three, seeking out the location of the freight elevator, we then proceed down into the basement, where we shall then proceed up to the balcony. That's the deepest basement I ever saw.
It's gate-crashing Moose again.
Hello, Mr. Theater Manager. I should like to apply for a job as the usher.
What experience you got?
I've been in the dark most of my life.
It's good enough. Of course, job don't pay much.
How much?
Bag of popcorn and all ticket stubs you can find.
It's a deal.
No, of course
Donning
not.
The usher at seen the board, we then proceed to our post in the mezzanine. Going through a door, we find ourselves...
Who? Every
once in a
while, we get
a wrong Hello, Mr. Theater Manager. I took the wrong...
Where's your ticket?
I don't need a ticket. I'm your new usher.
Don't need no new usher. Just hired new usher.
That is, I wouldn't go in that theater if they gave me the place.
Why not?
I just happened to notice. I've seen this picture 3 times already.
This bomb is ready.
I've been accused of being a misogynist, only by women, of course. Trying to overcome this reputation had eliminated my sex life for the past 2 years. Living the life of a monk had driven me to the edge. As I look back on it now, I can see that it was all because of that vicious suck. She calls herself Madame.
Look. I want you to understand right now that I'm not a revolutionary out of any sense of altruism or love of humanity. I don't care about anybody but myself. What the f*** do I care about these fools in power?
She had me down once. Now I've got her number.
I'm invisible. She'll never be able to see me coming till I'm right on top of her, shoving my message down her throat.
I'm gonna blow this imbecilic society out of her.
Yeah, all right.
I just want her to know that I'm still breathing. I want it to be impossible for her to forget me for an instant.
Why do you?
Because I want to see them all fall, that's why. I want to see their faces stuck in the sh**.
About my image, my whole look, these sunglasses, this National Geographic, you might think it's part of my character. That I'm the personification of cool, or some kind of cartoon character. That it's a mask, or whatever you like. But you're wrong. It's the totality of me. Take it away, and there's nothing there. That might sound schizophrenic.
When they fought for Germany, they loved Germany. Until one day, Adolf Hitler began to exterminate them. And then they turned on their country and went for a land of their own. Well, this is what you have to understand. We have served this stinking country. There's nobody more patriotic than black people. We're the people that die in your wars, build your cities, and raise your children, and bleed in all of your wars, and reap none of the benefits. There is nobody more patriotic than us. There is nobody that has served America more than us, until one day we found out.
Something I always wanted to do.
We were married.
Oh, you're old lady.
Kakao wanted
and
me
I was
even
bright.
After witnessing the murder.
Hot.
Our love, Albert, I thought, transcended ordinary love.
Your mommy, your son.
I had never dreamed that to be a woman in love could bring such bliss.
Sandy, it was just like the old days.
The perfect love.
Obinsky.
In his arms and times, I was able to forget that I had once walked the streets at night.
And then, just like in that last Harry Reams picture with Tina Russell and what's her name? Your mama and Sandy. They both dove in each other.
Irving, one more word and I'll,
What, Melvin?
I'll never take you with me again. Never. No place.
Wait a minute. Be reasonable. I was only kidding. The next time you're planning to take a little trip to that penthouse or whatever, just give me a little nudge. I'll be here.
Now look, I don't want any stories swimming around Harry's delicatessen about my mother. Maybe Demi got wind of it.
I do love you, sir.
Oh, I hope I'm not interrupting something.
Well, I come right in.
I'm chemistry. In front of the dry goods store, they're having a big sale. Everything's at half price.
Oh, I love my brother-in-law. That fresh cognac, that rip-off artist. To watch the store.
When people... will look at
so Garrett,
they look
how's
at
your friend
month,
the gynecologist these days?
Think there's a lot of blessing and there's a lot of religious education going around. So when you choose that month to show a particular film that is anti-Semitic,
he's only interested
you
in...
are grabbing
well,
an almost captive audience.
Vaginas.
And it just shows you how dangerous propaganda could be. How could you possibly believe this in the 21st
and
century?
Anyway,
how could you possibly believe this? And yet... they believe it because of the incessant propaganda.
If you would have asked me when I was 6 years old, who are the worst people on the face of this earth, my answer would have been they're Jews. They ought to be killed.
Israel is
not the good
life.
No, no, no.
No, no, ولا مستقبل له في أرضنا ومصيره يعبر عنه دمنا والشعار الموت لإسرائيل.
Almost the first people who applauded Hitler's rise to power were the Arabs.
The Nazis and the Islamists share a common conspiracy theory.
Oh, who is that running out of the store?
The Jews control America.
A customer, Mama.
Melvin, I'm not going to hear any stories about you when I go
this
into Harry's delicatessen.
That it is portrayed day in, day out.
This pastrami gives
in
me a heartburn.
Arab media.
Why don't you close the store today? You won't get any more customers. Stein's Dry Goods has a huge clearance sale on. The whole neighborhood's there. Why, it's such a success.